Hey, how's everything going, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is going to the dentist. Now let's listen to the conversation.
Hey, Gary. Great to see you again. Please, have a seat.So, tell me what seems to be the problem.
Thanks, Doc. I've got a really bad toothache. I can't eat anything, and look, my face is all swollen. I think it might be my wisdom teeth.
Well, let's have a look. Open wide. This doesn't look good. Well, it looks like you have a cavity and your crown is loose. We'll need to put in a filling before it gets any worse. And the crown probably needs to be refitted. I'm going to order some x-rays.
Is it going to hurt?
No, not at all. Just lay back and relax.
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. 今天的对话是关于看牙医 go to the dentist. Hey, Gary, great to see you again. Hey, Gary, 很高兴再次见到你 Great to see you again. 很高兴再次见到你。这句话的完整表达应该是 It's great to see you again.前面的 it's 可以省略掉。那这里的 great 我们还可以换成 nice 或者 glad。Nice to see you again. Glad to see you again. 都是表示很高兴再次见到你。Please have a seat. 请坐。在之前的节目当中我们有讲过 have a seat 和 sit down 的区别都是表示坐下。Have a seat, 语气更加委婉一些。而 sit down, 语气比较强硬。有一种命令的口吻在里面通常是上级对下级。如果有朋友到你家那很明显我们应该用 have a seat 来表示请坐。So, tell me what seems to be the problem. 那么告诉我你有什么问题。在医院看病医生见到你的第一句话通常是你有什么问题呀 What seems to be the problem? 或者更简单的就是 What's your problem? B 说 Thanks, Doc. I've got a really bad toothache. 谢谢你医生我的牙真的疼死了。这里 Doc, 它是 Doctor 的缩写。Thanks, Doc, 就是 thanks, Doctor 的意思。I've got a really bad toothache. Toothache 表示牙痛。Tooth, 牙齿。Ache, 疼痛。这两单词拼在一起 ,toothache 就是牙痛。前面的 bad 用来修饰 toothache, 可以加深它的程度。Bad 还可以换成 terrible。那我的牙疼死了你可以说 I've got a really bad toothache 或者是 I've got a really terrible toothache I can't eat anything And look, my face is all swollen 我什么也吃不下看我的脸都肿了 Look, 看 My face is all swollenSwollen, 形容词肿胀的、肿的。我们重点看一下这个单词。Swollen, 它是形容词表示肿的。比如说 ,My nose is swollen. 我的鼻子肿了。My nose is swollen. 那这个单词它的动词形式呢叫 swell。拼写是 S-W-E-L-L, swell, 表示肿胀。 名词形式叫 swelling， 拼写是 swelling， swelling， 名词肿胀。好，我们来看一下下面的两个例句，来加深一下对这两个单词的理解。Put some ice on your foot, and the swelling will go down.
把冰敷在脚上，就会消肿。
那这里的 swelling 是做名词，表示肿胀。The swelling will go down. Go down 消失，肿胀将会消失。The swelling will go down. 下面 ，My arm begins to swell up.
我的胳膊开始肿了。
那这里的 swell 它是做动词，表示肿胀。Swell 后面呢，通常会加一个 up， 那 swell up 肿胀 ，swell up。那刚刚的例句，我的鼻子肿了
，My nose is swollen。
如果我们用动词呢，你可以说 My nose swells， 或者是 My nose swells up。好，我们继续看对话。
I think it might be my wisdom teeth。
我想可能是我的智齿。
I think， 我想，我认为。
It might be， 可能是。
My wisdom teeth，
我的智齿。那这里需要掌握的是 wisdom teeth， 智齿。智齿呢，你看它就是表面的意思。Wisdom， 有智慧的意思。Teeth， 牙齿。所以 wisdom teeth， 就是智齿。注意这里的 teeth，Teeth 是牙齿的复数形式，单数呢叫 tooth， 拼写是 T-O-O-T-H， 那复数呢 teeth， 拼写是 T-E-E-T-H。 好，我们看几个例句。
Do you have wisdom teeth?
你有智齿吗？
I just got my wisdom teeth out, so I can't eat anything.
我刚拔了智齿，什么也吃不了。
You're going to have to get your wisdom teeth pulled.
你得去拔智齿了。
I think my wisdom teeth are coming in.
我想我的智齿长出来了。好，我们继续看对话。这时医生说
Well, let's have a look.
让我们看一看。
Open wide.
张大嘴巴。
This doesn't look good.
看起来情况不是很好。
Not look good
表示看起来不太好。我们看下面的几个例句。
John told me it doesn't look good for me. I probably won't get the job.
约翰告诉我情况对我不太好，我可能不会得到那份工作。
You know, the economy doesn't look very good.
你知道经济看起来不太好。这里的 not 它前面呢通常会加一个助动词。这里是
does not look,
does not look, 然后缩写成了 doesn't. 好，我们继续看对话。
Well,It looks like you have a cavity.
看起来你可能是有蛀牙。
Cavity, 蛀牙。
我们看例句。
I never had a cavity.
我从来没有蛀牙。
If you don't brush your teeth, you will get cavities.
如果你不刷牙，你会得蛀牙。注意蛀牙呢，它是一个可数名词，我们可以用A cavity 以及 cavities。 好，我们继续往下看。
And your crown is loose.
你的牙冠有松动。牙冠呢就是裸露在牙齿裸露在表面的部分。
Crown
本来呢它是有王冠的意思。那我们牙齿裸露的那一部分呢其实就像一个小小的王冠一样。所以呢 crown 也可以表示牙冠。
Loose, 形容词，松动的，松的。And your crown is loose, 你的牙冠松了。好，我们看下面的两个例句。A crown is actually the visible part of your teeth. 牙冠就是牙齿的可见部分。这个是对 crown 的一个解释。Visible, 可看见的，能见到的。Part of, 什么什么的部分。Your teeth, 你的牙齿。When you have a really bad cavity, the dentist needs to make a new crown. 当你有严重的蛀牙时，医生会给你做一个新的牙冠。这就是补牙了。好，我们继续看对话。We need to put in a filling before it gets any worse. 在变得更糟糕之前，需要补牙。这里有一个单词叫做 filling。Filling 是补牙用的材料，你可以是 a filling 或者是 fillings。如果你补了很多牙，那就叫 fillings。如果你只补了一颗牙，那就是 a filling。那这里他说呢 ，put in a filling 就是我们需要什么？需要补一颗牙啊，放一颗牙。那这边就是补一颗牙的意思。We need to put in a filling before 在什么什么之前 it gets any worse 啊，就是情况呢变得更加糟糕之前，我们需要补牙。好，下面呢有关于 filling 的句子。I have many fillings.我补过很多牙。I had to have two fillings at the dentist today. 我今天不得不在牙诊所补两颗牙。好，这里的 two fillings 就是补两颗牙的意思啊，两颗牙。那 filling 除了名词呢，表示补牙用的填充物，做形容词也可以表示易使人饱的。好，因为你想一下，本来它是表示填充物，东西填充在你的肚子里面，那是不是就会让人感觉到饱了呢？所以 filling 做形容词表示易使人饱的。比如说 This cake is very filling. 这个饼呢非常的啊，容易让人有饱腹感。 This cake is very filling. 好，我们继续看对话。 And the crown probably needs to be refitted.这个牙冠可能需要重新种植。Needs to be refitted, 需要被重新种植。Refitted 就是重整或是重新安装 refitted. I'm going to order some x-rays. 我来给你安排一些 X 光线。X-rays, X 光，那这里就是说呢，给你安排一些片子，啊，要去拍片子。Is it gonna hurt? 拍片会疼吗？ No, not at all. 不，一点也不疼。Just lay back and relax. 你只需要躺下放轻松。啊，这里的 not at all 表示一点也不，啊，根本不，一点也不， not at all. 其实它的完整的写法呢，应该是 It's not hurt at all.It's not hurt at all, 一点也不疼。那我们可以直接就缩写成 not at all, not at all, 因为上面他已经说了嘛，会疼吗？那下面就说一点也不，啊，一点也不，你不用把疼这个字再说一遍，因为上面他问你疼吗？那你回答一点也不，啊，就可以了，你不需要回答一点也不疼。 Not at all,Just lay back, 躺下 and relax, 放轻松 relax. 好了，这就是我们今天的所有内容。欢迎关注我们的微信公众号英语主播 Emily, 获取更多英语学习资料。最后我们再来听一下今天的 conversation.
Hey, Gary, great to see you again. Please have a seat. So...Tell me what seems to be the problem.
Thanks, Doc. I've got a really bad toothache. I can't eat anything, and look, my face is all swollen. I think it might be my wisdom teeth.
Well... Let's have a look. Open wide. This doesn't look good. Well, it looks like you have a cavity and your crown is loose.
Huh?
We'll need to put in a filling before it gets any worse. And the crown probably needs to be refitted. I'm going to order some x-rays.
Is it going to hurt?
No, not at all. Just lay back and relax.